Eyes gimbal. Eyes gimbal. The coin is mouthed like this. Ikra kriyashma. Beginning of Masechtas Brachos begins with kriyashma. Not just Masechtas Brachos, but the beginning of a person's day begins with kriyashma. Like it says in the next tickle, the evening, the first mitzvah. Person becomes a schaiv and becomes Gimel Shana's Krishma. Krishma is Yesoid. Not just the beginning of the day, not just the beginning of Masechtas Brachos, but also the Yesoid of a Yid. Krishma, the person Mekabel upon himself. Ikka Krishma's Kabbalah's Oil Malch Shemaim, we owe Torah Mitzvahs, Kedise. Masechtas Brachos, famous Gemara, the Gemara brings down. Parshas Shema is Kabbalah's Oil Malch Shemaim. A parshas v'hoyim shemoyas kabbalos al tayim mitzvus. That's why the Gemara states, "Om Rabbi Shimon Kor Chalom Kodmo Parshas Shema v'hoyim shemoya." Why is the parshas Shema before v'hoyim shemoya? Because he kabbalos al malch shemaim tchilu v'achakach kabbalos al mitzvus. And afterwards, he mekabbalos upon himself al mitzvus. First, the person mekabbalos upon himself al malch shemaim. After the Torah mitzvahs, after the Mekabel upon himself the Torah mitzvahs, it's the beginning of Na'aseh v'Nishma. Na'aseh v'Nishma. Na'aseh, we're mevatel ourselves, the gamri to the demon yishlo olam, and Mekabel upon ourselves, olam al chashmayim. Na'aseh, bitla gomer. Mi gila rozeh lebonai loshen shemalachah ashos mishtam shemem, who's megala the secret? The Klai Yisrael of loshen, the malachim mishtamish with it. Shnemal the Shmoya because Oisei Dvoroi, the Shmoya because Dvoroi, Malochim, Kiduwa, a bottle of Vutl to the Rebbeinu Shloim Gamri. They have no Matthias for itself. Their whole Matthias is the Shlichas that they have what to do. Klai Yisrael, but Magdim Nafta, before Nishma, it's also the same Bechina. It's the Bechina of Bittl, of Kabbalah's Oil Malch Shmaim. Batel Ritzoinchem Ibn Ritzoinai. So Bittl Agom. Afterwards, Nishma, let's hear. Nor has been mekabel upon ourselves oil toyer mitzvahs. A person has to hear what the Rebbeinu Shlom is mitzvah, what he expects from him, what are the mitzvahs, what's the oil toyer mitzvahs. But first is the parasha of Shema, after the Shema Likecho, and then goes the parasha of Ohim Shemoya. He says like this: Betzach b'yoyim v'layla, Krishma is b'yoyim and b'layla. The Krishma by day, the Krishma by night. The loyba boyke v'erev. The prophet doesn't say the Krishma is Baboike and Erev. Elo, the Pasuk says, Veshach Bechov Kimecho. Ayin Shom Yidalev Amidalev. The whole Sugi and Brachat of Yidalev Amidalev, Chlek Veshamay Besilu. Why the Pasuk says, Veshach Bechov Kimecho? What it means, Veshach Bechov Kimecho, according to Veshamay, means Veshach a person, the Shoichiv Mamish, Veshach the person is Mamish laying. And of Kamecho, B'shach, a person gets up. That's the literal translation of B'shach of Kamecho. According to Besilul, B'shach of Kamecho refers to Bayoyim V'alayla, Boyko B'erev, but it means, B'zman Shebnei Adam Shoichvim, B'zman Shebnei Adam Oimdim. But Sai, according to B'shach, Sai, according to Besilul, B'shach of Kamecho, the Zman of Krishma has direct kesha to the Indian of Shchiv and Kima. According to B'shach, it's Mamish B'shchiv and Kima. And according to Basil, it's Bashas Shiva Bashas Kim. In other words, not Wal Yoshoichiv, but Bazman Shabni Adam Shoichiv and Bazman Shabni Adam Oimdim. But he's Madaik from the Prophet that has direct Shaykh to the Indian of Shiva and Kim. Not Boik and Erev, because the Prophet says Bashach Bachov Kimach, not Boik of Erev. The Yoiv Azman Reb Tzadik, the coin is Mamshech, the Yoiv Azman, the Zeh, his man is given Boifin of Bashach Bachov Kimach. With that concept of Shach B'chav Kimecho, why? Mishum, the Boiki V'erev, because the concept of Boiki and Erev, Him Shinuim Bo'ilom, B'loi Bo'odom. These things are Shinuim that are happening in the world, not in the Odom. It's the Oilom. The Oilom, there's a Shinuim, there's Boiki and Erev, there's night and there's day. But in the person, there's no Shinuim Be'etzim between Boiki and Erev. We made it while he died the Kabbalah Acha after Shnei. He could be Mekabel upon yourselves once. is not enough for the whole day. Why do you have to be mekabel yisrael upon yourself twice? Sai baboyke, sai beres. There's no shinui by me. The shinui is in the world, not in the nefesh. Right? There's oilum shana and nefesh. You do all the three things, three categories that the world is divided into. Oilum is place, and shana is time, and nefesh is being. And since the shinui of boyke and erev takes place in the oilum, not in nefesh, so why is there a necessity for Kabbalah's Oil Malch Shemaim and Kabbalah's Oil Torah Mitzvahs twice? Zak says, Mipnei HaShinuim Sheva Odo. There are differences by the person. Shach Ma'ov Kemelch identifies these differences by the person. Sheva Yoim Kom Vo'isik V'Malachtoi. By day, the person gets up and he's Oisik V'Malachtoi. A person begins in the daytime and he's pointing the Malacha. A person goes into his Malacha. Whatever a person does, person begins his malacha. V'tzach kabbalas oil malacha shemayim, shekol ma'ayitav yil l'shem shemayim. Person has to be bekabal upon himself oil malacha shemayim in order that he should be able to channel everything he does throughout the day, that everything should be l'shem shemayim. K'moshi yisit yimor in Erevin, brings down, the Gemara says, anan payal de imama. We're payal de imama. The Gemara says, Yidden, we're Oisik in Torah. The Gemara speaks about Ik is man of limud haTorah, and the man of limud haTorah, we consider Payale Hayoim. That the Ik learning is by Yoim, Emish Naseinu El by Yoim, right? By Yoim, and Meile, that's why we consider Payale Hayoim. Poyalim that work by daytime, right? Ki poyalim ha'oisim malacha the kind is mamshach, like poyalim that do the malacha. Shekol ma'aseim la'odin. A poyal of the daytime, whatever he does, he has to do for the odin, because since he's employed by a certain person, by his master, by his boss, so the mele he has a shibud that everything he does is for the odin. He can't free himself from his obligations to his boss. That's the tafkid. That even benching, your mekatze, you shorten your benching because of your avoid. You say the first three brachas, which is the Raisa, and then afterwards the Toiv HaMeit, which is the Rabbanon, you don't say anymore because the Maisi Mechiv to go back to your work. So whatever the Raisa is the Raisa. The Rabbanon says you have to work. So our bracha of the Rabbanon is not referring to you. It's not referring to you. So the bracha of the Toiv HaMeit, if you don't make. So the mele, just like that, those payale yoim, payale de yimama, the halacha is that there, whatever they do is kol ma'aseim la'odin. Everything is for the odin. Everything is for the boss. After they kach, that's in the katzah, in bracha of Mazon. We too. We're payale de yimama. May we have to do everything for the boss. All our should call ma'isav yid l'shem shemayim. Everything has to be for the odin. Everything evolves around the odin. Just like a poil. He's constantly thinking about the odin, about the boss. Is he permitted to take off right now or not? We have to constantly, whatever we do is for the odin. Odin Hashem, Rebbeinu Shel Olam. We are payalim of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That's who we are. Payalim Atzelim states, Hayayim Kotzav Amlocha Merube, Loyalach Amlocha Ligmor, Yayinat Abenchon, Lipotimimimeno, Yayinat Abenchon, the party solved the Mishnah Perkei Yovis. Hayayim is Kotzav Amlocha Merube. Over there you see the same Indian, that the Yoim is referring to our avoid that we do to the Boy Shlom, the Yoim. Hayayim is Kotzav, the Melocha Merube. There's a lot of work that has to be done. That's by daytime, where a person has to say Krishma to be mekabel upon himself, that he has to recognize and identify himself with his boss. Realize to who he's being oivid, and he's a poil from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That's who we are. That's our claim to fame. Anan poyalu de imomo, the meida, everything that we do is what odoin. Mam Pnei Odin Hashem, was the Odin Hashem, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, he's our Odin. That's by Yoim. Ubalailo, Eish Chiva Menuche, the person goes to rest. So it's Beshach Becho. So Gam Kem Kabod Olamal Shemai. Shigam Beshach Beyal Mitoso Yeda, even when he's resting on his bed, sleeping, Yeda has to understand, he has to know Lufnei Miyu Shoichiv. Who's he resting in front of? Kemosh Yisav Ago, Dereish Orechaim. Ramon says over there, in the beginning of Orechaim. Ramon says, same as Ramon, that a person has to know that even the Shechiva is being Shoichiv in front of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Shivis Hashem and Negdi Samet constantly is the Ramon that we mentioned is based as well. So Meila, since it's B'shach B'cho Uvkom Echo, that's what differentiates, that's what makes the two unique Kriyashmas that we have. The Kriyashma of the Shechiva and the Kriyashma of the Kima. Because these Shinuyim, these differences take place by the person. There's a Kima, before a person begins his day, he has to realize, Shukol Ma'ayis Avid Hashem Shemav, that's the idea of Kriyashma. And by Balailo, a person has to realize that Gam B'Shachvei Al-Mitosah, even when he's doing nothing, he's resting on his bed, he has to understand Yedel of Nemi U'Shoichiv. And that's very, very important. And it's a whole different world. It's a whole different world. The Krishma of Shal Shachris, the Krishma from B'Shachvei of Komecha, and the Krishma of B'Shachvei are two different things in God. The Gamri. The Gamri different. The Gamri. And we find differences between these two Krishmas as well. The actual Krishma word obviously is the same. But the Kavana behind the Krishma, what we're trying to accomplish, the oil Malach HaShemayim that we Kabbalah upon ourselves is a whole different Kabbalah's oil. It's a whole different Kabbalah's oil. Which one is more difficult? Which one is more real? That's the word real. Which one is more the etzim of the person? The coin says, Zem Malach Yoyse Gidayla. Krishma from my night of Meshach Bucha is a much more difficult avoida. It's a much more difficult avoida. Because the Kabbalah's oil is a Kabbalah's oil that touches upon the essence of the person. It touches upon Atzmusoi. Because it's not just something when he does and he's up and awake and he realizes, it's while he's sleeping. You have to realize of Nemiyu Sheikhev, it's a whole different madrege. It's a whole different madrege. We find in the morning we say Krishma, and there's Birchas Krishma. There's two brachas before and there's one bracha afterwards. There's a brach of Yetzir and there's a brach of Havas Olam. HaBoicha Ba'am Yisrael B'Yahava. And afterwards you have the brach of Gal Yisrael. By night, we have the brach of Amar Barovim. Then we have also Havas Olam, Oyivam Yisrael. Then after we have two brachas. We have the brach of Gal Yisrael, and then we have the brach of Ashkiveinu. Ashkiveinu Avinu L'Shalom. So soon we're going to get to the idea of what the brach of Ashkiveinu, why we have an additional bracha by night, more than the day. The day is three. The seven brachas all together. It's divided at three by day and four by night. What's trapped in this additional bracha that we have by night? Now we're going to get to it soon. But we see another difference over here, that in the morning it says, Aboicha Ba'ama Yisrael B'Yahava. The Eibush is Boicha Ba'ama Yisrael B'Yahava. The Eibush chooses Klal Yisrael B'Yahava with love. And in the bracha for my night right before Krishna, we say, Oyevama Yisrael. Oyevama Yisrael. The difference between these two, it's brought down, I believe, in Sadi Shoram. I just couldn't find it. I can't say over the Lashon because I couldn't find where it is exactly. But it's brought down that the difference between these two is the Inyan Hamaduba, the one we're speaking about right now. Haboicha Be'ama Yisrael Be'ahava and Oyivama Yisrael. Which one is more the Etzem? Which one is more touching upon the Atmas of the person and the Kesha between the Rebbeinu Shel Olam and Klal Yisrael? Both of them are Givaldik Zachem. Both of them are very, very high Madregis. Rabbeinu be'am Yisrael be'ahava means that Eibush chose Klal Yisrael be'ahava. Eibush has a gewaltig ahava to Klal Yisrael, and he chose them. He chose them. He chose the Yidden. Atav v'chatonim mekol ha'amim. That's the Atav v'chatonim mekol ha'am. The Eibush chose the Yidden from amongst all the nations of the world. But the Madrega afterwards is Ahavta son of Ratzisabon. You loved us and you wanted us. By days, I boich be'am Yisrael be'ahava. The Eibush was boich in Klal Yisrael, even though it's at be'ahava also. But the Bechira, the Eibush was boich the Yidden from amongst all the nations of the world. Boich be'am Yisrael be'ahava. Was the high Madrega after Yisrael be'ahava Tzisabon. Forget about the nations of the world. Oyevam Yisrael. Oyevam Yisrael. There's a difference when you choose one amongst many others. So then the choice that you chose is loved after by the great value of what you chose. Much of it is built upon the lack of value to everything else, that you didn't want. Right? If a person has a whole spread on the table of many, many different foods, and he's hungry, so he'll choose the one that is the best, that he likes the best. Is that the thing that he loves the best out of all the foods in the world? Loved after. But compared to everything else, this is the best one. Sometimes maybe he doesn't even like anything, but he has no choice. He's hungry, he has to eat something, so he'll choose. Right? He'll eliminate everything that he mamish doesn't like, and this is the best out of all of it. Right? So the Abuich HaBa'am Yisrael B'Yahava is in regards to Klal Yisrael B'Yachat Ruma Yisraelam, even though it's also B'Yahava. It's Zich HaHava also. But it's a love that somehow is not in the etzim of Klal Yisrael. It's rubbed off a lot from by the lack of a habit that he has for the Umay Yisraelam. Compared to Umay Yisraelam, Klal Yisrael is Meridik. Rather, it's Mamish Givaldik. Yeah, but by Ma'ivs Oyvam Yisrael, there's something there by the Shchive that Oyvam Yisrael. The Ebrister loves Klal Yisrael. Forget about it. We don't mention anything about Umay Yisraelam Achlal in the whole bracha. But by the bracha of my day, we do mention about Umay Yisraelam. But by night, Oyvam Yisrael, the Ahava for Klal Yisrael is Ahava Etzem, for the Eden itself, even if it wouldn't be anybody else. And that's the word of Nasa Vanishma. That's Nasa Vanishma, what we're saying over here also, to a certain extent. Because if the Eden wouldn't have said Nasa Vanishma, they still would have been better than the Goyim. All the Goyim, the Abish, like Fiat Ma'a, Paran, the Abish went to all the Umayis Oilam, and they offered them the Torah, they all said no. They all said, Amen, Amen, what it says over there, and every single one nixed it eventually. Because, whatever, they didn't stem with them. Yeah, Aesop says, Al-Khayyab, Khayyab, Chasichi, and Yishmol, everyone had their own thing. So, it would have sufficed if Chayyab would have said, well, what's taking the Torah? No, my hair. The Abishan Sassing Mitzvah. Oh, very good. We're Makabal, we're masking. Stop Nasav and Ishma. That itself is already, compared to Umay Soilam, you're much better. Because the Goyim said no, he said yes. You were masking, but they weren't masking. Everyone says Nishma, they want to hear what it says. But the Yidum said yes eventually, and the Goyim said no. Umay Soilam said no. That's Aboy Chabiyama Yisrael. But the Yidum, not only did that, the Yidum did much more. The Yidum said Naaf of Nishma. Not only they said yes, but they said Naaf of Nishma, which they made a bit like Gomer and Gansen to the boy for them. Mamish Mavatl Mazal the Gamri. The Etzem was Bitl HaGomer like Malachi HaShoros. That's Oyvam Yisrael. That's Oyvam Yisrael. It's nothing to do with comparison to the Umay Soilo. Because it's not even compared. It's two different worlds. Sometimes they said no, and the Eden said yes. So that's okay, by default. They said no, they're terrible. The Eden said yes, it's okay, it's pretty good. The Eden said yes, okay, they didn't say, Mamzach Malachim and Zachim, but they said yes. The Eden said much more than yes. They said Nas and Nishma. They didn't answer yes. They said, we're bottle the gamut to the Umay Soilo. There's a Kabbalah and Malach Shemaim over here that's Mamish Dukmos Malachi Ashores. That's Oyvam Yisrael. Forget about it. You have to look at everything. The Eibush would have chosen the Eden even if there's no one else. Not by comparison. The Eibush chose the Eden because Oyvam Yisrael, the Eibush to give us after his own Brotzi Sabonu. That's the Givaldike, that's the Chilik of the Kishma from Baboike, the Kishma Be'erif, what's Takadim Shat. So here he brings down a word to give away from the Ishbitzer. This is a big Yisoid in this form over here. Swarm of village B'tzil. We'll get to it right now. Kamoshe Shemati B'zeh. Like I heard, she do that. The one they asked, they call you many times when you said Shemati. I heard. What did you hear? So you always just say, no. What else did I hear? It's not Nishbitzah. Whatever I heard is Nishbitzah. Whenever he says Shemati Stam, he means the Meir Shalich. Kamoshe Shemati B'zeh. Apostle Yachlim Yaakov. Yaakov is at a cholo. Parshas V'yetze. And the Meir Shalich writes, Me'a haloimis nikir. Mile of the from the chaloimis, it's nikki the mile of the person. In gam kishayne yoyis the klum rayenoyis of rak v'nesham nitzavolof. Even when he's doing nothing, he's sleeping. What are his thoughts? V'nesham nitzavolof. Those are his thoughts. V'nesham nitzavolof. V'nesham nitzavolof. Yankev in says v'yachloim, and says v'nesham nitzavolof. What was his thoughts? What was going on in his head while he was sleeping? This is Yankiv, we know the Bechish above us. Yankiv, we know which is Mitzvah Shleimah. The Koich of Yankiv is that he was so dovek in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, after having Avram and Yitzchak as the father and the grandfather, came to Yankiv, he was in Gansen. The reason why Avram and Yitzchak were not Mitzvah Shleimah, Yankiv was Mitzvah Shleimah, because Yankiv's Etzem, through and through, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Atzad Yekach, says by him, his Rayonis will be Hinesham Nitzavolov. And that's why he was zeichet to mitzvah shleima. As you do the shtickle of Meishleich and Parshas Vayechi, that when all the children of Yaakov Avinu gathered around him, Yaakov Avinu was worried, what's my legacy? What's my etzem that's being given over to the world? Who am I? And by the fact that all the shvatim together, spontaneously, said Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, was nizbarer that Yaakov's etzem is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Because they didn't prepare themselves, he said it spontaneously, and in Meshlech Mash, because the totus of a person is what's Megalo, what's the pneum of the person itself, the children of a person. When you see the children, you can see what the parents are all about. Because the parents sometimes are better at hiding things, but the children reveal many times what's going on by the parents, and the children, the shift they call, what Megalo's Yankiv is, Etzem Atzmusoi Shmai Yisrael Hashem Olekan Yisrael Mechot, Krishma Oy Malcha Shmai. And this is also a shtickle over here, Meshlech is a Chedek Aleph. Parshas Vayetzei. It's better than the Meshlech. It's a few words mamish. Shtikel Hinasham Nitzavolov, the second one. And he speaks about a whole shtikel over there, and he says, "What's the chiluk between the lashon Amida and the lashon of Nitzov? Oymid and Nitzov. What's the chiluk?" This shtikel is be'etzem in the Siyankiv Ois Chofei. He brings down Barichas the shtikel Meshloich and his Mazda. The chiluk between Nitzov and Oymid, and Amida. Amida, Nitzov is when something is standing without choice. In other words, usually the word Nitzov is referred to by a doimim, like a stone. A stone is Nitzov, standing. A stone is Nitzov because he doesn't have a bechira. He didn't choose to stand over there. To stand. It's not a bechira, beratzen, like a matzeva. Stand because it's a stone. That's what it is. It's doimim. The gam nitzovo. But by Adam is shaykh alosh namid. Why? Because he chooses. He's boicher. He has a bechir. He has a rotzen. He decides to stand right now, to stand still. He wants to rest, whatever it is. But over here, it's a v'hin Hashem nitzovolov, and Yankiv, it's a v'hin Hashem nitzovolov. Why? Because Yankiv Avinu was the bechin of a nitzov. Yankiv Avinu is the bechin of a nitzov. He was nitzov. He was as if there was no Bechidah Bechlal. In other words, even Mishas, he was sleeping, he was Dovak Legamri in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, which over there is not by Bechidah, it's not by choice. The person is awake, so he can choose to have Zeikis in the Eibishter, but by night, when he's asleep, it's not by choice. It's because it's Etzem, he's Be'etzem like that. That's his Etzem. That's what he is. Zeikis is so through and through, so Duch and Duch, that It was an emes, and that's why it says by Yaakov Avinu by his cholam Hinasham Nitzavolov, because it's through and through. It's not a double. It's not bechutz. It's through and through. They say over the Chutz Kerebe, Pischli Pesach Kechudish Al Machat, and Yeftach Vulcham Pesach Kebischli Shalulam. You start. You have to open a psiche, like a needle point. And I'll open up. I'll already do the rest. I'll open up. Big wagons can pass by over there. Why do you say Chudish al Machat? The Chotzkim, I think, it's better than what from the Rebbe Rabbunim, I think, already, from Shifcha. Why is it Chodesh Lamachat? Why doesn't it say, like a point, like a dot? In Yiddish, it has to be Dorch and Dorch. That little hole that you do, it could be a little one. It has to be through and through. It has to be with an emes. Through and through. Even if something small, it has to be through and through. It has to be with emes. And Yankee Vino was Megaldus Yisoid. Vino Hashem Nitzavolov. The Sabam Shalichas Messiankov over there. It says that was the difference between Kriyas Yamsov and the Yardin. Why by Kriyas Yamsov it says Nitzvu Chamoy Neid? The water was Nitzvu. And by the Yardin it says Vayamdu Amayim. Amid. Because Kriyas Yamsov was Mitzad Rebbein Shloilim. There wasn't a Bechir Mitzad Yidin. He didn't want on the Madrega to have Bechir Bechlau. They were very low Madrega. So it was Nitzel, Mitzad Eibishter. But the Yarden is the Yidden, Mekoich Tfilosom, the Darwin to the Eibishter, and they brought about the splitting of the Yarden. That's the difference between. This is the way Shloich Yisoid, Vihina Hashem Nitzel Olof. Nishtikal Horet, Hashem Shloich Balel, and also in Chedek Alof. He also mentioned this thing, the bracha that the Moshe gave him is, even b'shas ha-shechidu v'ashina, even b'shas ha-person laying and sleeping, yurayu nesecho berurim and nekiyim. Your thoughts should be clear, berurim and nekiyim, and pure. The Moshe loylam. That's a gewaldike madrege. The gewaldike madrege, that person has that koyach. Tzodek HaKoyim brings it down, that he heard from the Moshe loyach, he brings down in Sefer Machshov Yischorutz. He brings down the b'shamati b'shem Rebbe Rabbinim. I heard from my Rebbe, my Shloach, they said over the name of the Rebbe Rabbinim from Shifcha, that the Chalom is that a person dreams, the Chalom is a bitter Ra'odom. It's an avarer who the person is. Where are the depths of your heart? Where is it lie? What's going on within you, deep within you? Hanimtze bebrui matu, he is mamish the shoyish of midas advekis, he is dovik in the atu advekim Hashem al nikechem, and al kim chayim mamish, so bachaloy metze vini Hashem nitzvolof. This is better my word, my shaloy chorish from the Rebbe Rabbinin. The Rabbinin said this word, these are ideas of the chaloymus of a person. Chaloymus of a person shows what the person is all about on the inside. Interesting to note that we find by the Aruch of Chaim, we find this concept of chaloymus. I will find it in the Pesach Kain has a whole safe of the whole kudus of divrei chaloymus. You see the whole idea of chaloymus. We find it Aruch HaFchaim also. In Kama Vekama Shtikl Chasod Yishorim, he writes that the Shtikl comes from a cholom. He said, the Yisim Mechaloym in the Taretz. There's one in the sound of Shtikl that's brought on the Mesiyanke Vakoil. I think it's the parish of Vayelech over there. The Shtikl from Mesiyanke. It's written on top before the stickle that the stickle from Shnaf Tofresh Lamed Ches. Tofresh Lamed Ches was the year that Bethyanki was Nifte. Bethyanki was Nifte, Chamish Asabov. Chamish Asabov is before Parshas Vayedah. Vayedah is usually either the Shabbos right before Rosh Hashanah or Shabbos right after Rosh Hashanah. So here you have a stickle from Bethyanki from Shnaf Tofresh Lamed Ches on Parshas Vayedah. Parshas Vayedah Tofresh Lamed Ches came out the week before Rosh Hashanah. Tov Rishlam Ches, it wasn't alive anymore. So it's brought down at the bottom of this tickle is, the Messianic HaMekoyel is brought down, that this Torah was set over by the Aruch HaFchaim, by the Messianic son. And he says that he had a tickle there, Kodesh, that he didn't have pshat. And Shabbos Nachmittig, when he dozed off, the Messianic came to him in the Cholim, and told him the pshat, gave him this whole tickle that he set over afterwards, was what he heard from the Mizyankiv and printed in the Mizyankiv HaKoyl. That's what it was put into. Shtikli with the Mizyankiv. I have in my house a Kisveyad from Isaiah the Rebbe's Chan Rocha. And there's numerous pieces over there that he writes. Verisi Mechaloim Letaritz. Mechaloim, he writes, Losh and Kamab, Kamab, times he writes, Vihine Yisi Bechidach Nim Veloy Nim. In other words, he was dozing off. But the Yisid Taretz Kach, the Nim Vlay Nim, and the doze off, that's when it came to my head, this Taretz. Kama Vakama Shtiklach, I'm saying, I'm talking about tens of such Shtiklach that he wrote for himself, that this Pshat was something that he saw in his Cholom. The Aruch HaFchaim, it's brought down that the Aruch HaFchaim used to keep next to his bed. Negel Rasen used to keep over there also a paper with a pen, the quills he had. Because many times he used to just wake up middle of his sleep and right away watch Negel Rasen and start writing. Start writing down. That was brought down. Start writing down. Because things that he dreamt about, he wrote down. As soon as he woke up, he remembered them, and he wrote them down. This is a madrege of a person that's dovek in the Ribbono Shel Olam, that even the chalomis, his dreikus b'Hashem is nizgala even in his chalomis as well. It's a gevaldike madrege. This is a shtickle in the Siyankis of Ois Chofei. Siyankis speaks about it in Ois, also in Parash Vayetzi, Ois Yud Zayin, and Ois Yud, and Ois Yud Ches, and Ois Yud Tes. Two shtickles that are very, very important as well. He speaks about the Indian of Cholim, and he brings down over there that it's all Arichas. I'll just say over one small shtickle over there, the Indian from Raiva to Raiva, and the Sudas of Shabbos, the Sudas by night, the Sudas by day, and the Sudas of Shalashidis, Shas Raiva to Raven, is the Sudas of Yankee Vivino. Sudas of Yankee Vivino. And he writes that Aliyah Kodesh. And it's immediate over there, it says, the latest din in the skifin. There's no din over there, Shabbos before Shabbos leaves. In the last moment of Shabbos Kodesh. And it's Ke'en, he says, Ke'en the Shin of Yankee Vino, like the sleep of Yankee Vino. When a person sleeps, what's left of him, whatever's left is Kusta de Chayusa, which means like a neshima of his chiyus, of his life, of what's going on above in Shemayim. It's a neshima. So the neshama of the person goes up and he has dveikus in the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is all without the person's knowledge. So then, when the neshama comes back to the person, what's happening by the person's guf that's left is a neshima of what's going on with his etzem, with who he really is. So then, if the person is Latoyt, if the person is on a Madrege, then Avada, Dveikus in the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's what's happening with him as well. And Chas Shalom, if it's opposite way, says the Moshe, if it's a person with the Kaf, the person wakes up and he's all angry, it's a simon that he wasn't doing too well while he was sleeping, because that's what's going on, Be'etzim Matzmuzoi. That's what he brings down over there. And Shalashidis is like, before the Nishom, he said it leaves, is where the person gets to the Shema of the Shabbos Kodesh, the Shema of the Neshama Yisrael that's the Zdavik and the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's like Bishas, the person is sleeping. Bishas, the last moments before the Shabbos Kodesh leaves. It's all right, because the person, whoever has a chance, can look at it over there. It's a more digger stickle. And the OC test also brings down Kamal and Kamal Zachan over there. He brings down the reason why Kedusha of Shemin Esra is Blush and Kodesh. And the Kedusha later on that we say later on, by Asher of all the team, we say over there in Aramish, in Targum, Lashon of Targum, what's the Chelik, why we hate Lashon Kodesh, and over there, later on, it's Lashon Targum. So the Siyanki writes, Targum, he brings up an Ariya, the Narizal, the Kudetoyre, the Targum is the Gematri Tardema. Targum is like Tardema, like Tardema is like a slumber, a person's asleep. It's not understood, it's Lashon Malach HaShur, don't understand. It's because it's Meshach Shaykh to the Yidin Dafke. And I mean that the Yidin have a Shaykh that the Meir, even the Choshe, they light up even the darkness. Even when they're asleep, even Shloy Midas, that's Kedusha. Which is a Gevaldik Madrega, like Bianca Vinny brings up in Hashem Nitzavolov, that's the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael. And that's why, at first, there's Lashon HaKodesh. But Kedusha the Sidra, which is afterwards by Yashav Odetzin, the Yidin go up in Madrega. And they have the Kedusha of Yisrael, which is Meshach Shaykh. The first kedusha is what we say over what the Malachim say. The second kedusha of Avodatzin is the kedusha of Klal Yisrael, what the Yidden say, and that's Blosham Targum, because the kedusha of Klal Yisrael is even b'tardema, even b'shina, even when they're unaware and when they're asleep, still the nishmas Yisrael has a gevaldik kedusha to dovek in the Ribbono Shel Olam. The whole arichas over there, agant arichas over there, these are all shtiklich. That's brought down in Tres Yosef and Barash Nitzavim, as also Shtikla Natam Nitzavim, Ayam Kulchem, the Indian of Nitzavim, he also brings down over there, the Madreg of Klai Yisrael, the Indian of Nitzav, like just by Yankovini, Minashav Nitzavolov, also has a long stick over there, and then he ties it into the Madrega of Atika Kadisha, which is the whole arichas, the whole thing of the Nikud of Atika Kadisha. But the Tamtis, the Madrega of Atika Kadisha, is the Madrega that comes Matad Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So you do Atika Kadisha as the first Atika Kadisha, not the avoid of Klai Yisrael. The Ampen is the avoid of Klai Yisrael, the avoid of the Yidden. That's Mitzideinu. Atika Kadisha Matad Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Matad Melech Malchi Hamlochem. Atika Tali Milsa, that's the Eivishter. And the koyach of Klai Yisrael is that even when they don't have the Zayam, even when they don't have the Eged Avoid, even when they're not awake and there is no Avoid in Mitzidom what's going on, still the Dovak and Atika Kadish. The Dovak and Atika Kadish, the Atika Talim Mitzvah is brought up by Kriyas Yamsev as well. And they said also of Nitzov. That the Kriyas Yamsev came with koyach Atika. Atika Talim Mitzvah was totally in Atika. That's why it said over there Nitzov, that the water stood and it's Yatzvuru as Yeshua Hashem, Asher Yatz Lachem Hayom. You should be a Yatzvu. And you'll see the Yeshua Hashem. You just stand, not a moidu, or a siatzvu, be a nitzov, because everything is mitzad the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The only reason why the Eibush took out the Yidden from Mitzrayim is not mitzad avoide, because they had no avoide, they had nothing to show for themselves. But at Eirim ve'eriyah, order mekala mitzvahs. But what was it? The pnimi is nafsham that would the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, something even the Yidden didn't know about. It was only in his gala a little bit by. That's where it began, and later on it expanded. But the Yidden themselves had nothing to show for themselves. It was only everything was told in Batika Kadisha. Batika Kalai, like the Zohar Kodesh writes, Batika Talian Mus. That's the Madrega. So, Shtikot Fresioes and Parshat Sof, whoever has a chance, can take a look over there. That's what the coin over here is Mazba Vayos. What he heard by the Ma'ish Aloich, this is the Nikuda of Yachav Le'akiva. This is so when Nikal Shem Yankiv, that's Yankiv bin Chaylecho, when Nikal Shem Yankiv, and the idea of why we call Hashem Yankiv is because we're Yankiv. We have this Vihin Hashem Nitzavolov. We're Atom Nitzuvim. We're people that are Nitzov. That's what it's supposed to be. We have to attach ourselves and apply ourselves to this Madrege. That's why we say Krishma by night. The Krishma by night is a much greater avoid. The Malach is greater. Because it means that the person has Dovak in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam even while he's in bed, even when he's sleeping. And the coin is finishes off, he says, V'dova zeh tzadikim ma'atem shem nispalekein. This thing, there were only few tzadikim that were able to be mispor, be able to boast this madrege of Hina Hashem Nitzavol, of this madrege of being having dreikis in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, that all the ayoinis of Hina Hashem Nitzavol, even when he's doing nothing. Kachi says, Nosnu Brocha Yisrael Arvis Shuash Kivenim L'Sholoim. They added on the special Brocha of by night, of the Shkivenim L'Sholoim Nafke by night, because by night we need this Brocha of Shkivenim L'Sholoim. Shkivenim Avinim L'Sholoim Ebishte Shemashkiv L'Sholoim. Even while we're Hashkiven, even while we're resting, even while we're sleeping, still it should be the Sholoim. It should be with a Bechin of Nitzavolo, a Bechin of Dvekis in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That's the Brocha that we make. The bakosh that we have of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Shkivenu Avinu L'Sholoim, Shoyim Esama Yisrael Ad Eibush, the Eibush should watch over Klal Yisrael, and the Shmir is not just Dov Chitzoni, it's Dov Pnimi. Even while we're doing nothing, and we're lying still, and we're not awake, and we don't have the bechir of being boich to do toys, and still the Rebbeinu Shel Olam should give us the siyata, should give us the true dveikus, what our neshama really is. To be of Hina Hashem Nitzavolov, that our thoughts and our ayonis should be Dovak in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, like Yankiv Avinu, which should be Adas Yankiv, which should be the Bnei Yankiv, which should have the Koychas and Yankiv Avinu that he gave over. He was Manchel and Mashrash to Klal Yisrael. Up until today, he was still living with the Koyach and the Schus of Yankiv Avinu that he gave over to the Shiftei Kol. And that Koyach is the Koyach of Mitos Hashleim that the etzem atzmus of every single yid is dovak and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the kedusha v'tahara, and that's what the coin is saying in the shtickle. That's the gevaldik zach of the two krishmas, the krishmas shel arvis, the krishmas shel shachris, the b'shach b'chov kamecho.